The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Dee, you're dealing with your 10-year-old?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
Well, he's basically just being defiant. I mean, he doesn't want to follow any rules. If there is punishment behind his behavior, then he gets this look in his eyes as if he's angry at the world and angry at me and his father. And it's getting to the point where it's making the whole family environment unbearable.
Okay, you've got one 10-year-old. When you say the family environment, is it just the three of you, or you've got more?
No, I have another. Well, I have two other children. One is in college, and one is in high school. But it's just this child is out of the norm.
Okay, so quite defiant. When did it begin? Do you remember back when it was? He always like this, or was there a certain point in time? Maybe he went off to.
Well, this has been going on for about a year now.
Okay.
And it's, you know, I mean, he's been punished as far as taking things away from him. He's actually had a physical punishment, but it's to the point where now he even balls up his fist as if he's going to do something to you if you say anything to him. Okay. And I don't want to, you know, I've actually taken him in for counseling before, and he puts on this whole different facade. And the counselor is like, I don't see what you see. And I'm like, well, maybe I should video this for you so you can see what I'm seeing and experiencing. I mean, he lashes out at kids at school, and it's to the point where he is verbal abuse to his classmates.
Any question, any possibility of, you said there was some physical abuse at home.
No, he's been spanked. It's no physical abuse.
Okay, it's spanking?
For him being disobedient and doing things out at school. You know, as far as when the punishment is taking things away from him, has gotten to the point where it's redundant and it's like a joke to him, then yeah, he has to
So it's more like, you can't hurt me, Mom. You can't
right.
hurt me. Take away what you want. And then you get that real, that tense anger where he balls up his fists at you. Your parenting style, how would you describe that? If I was your child and I misbehaved, if I didn't clean my room or I refused to help you with a chore around the house, what would you tell me? What would I
okay,
hear?
Okay, well, the consequences for that is, okay, well, you can't, you know, the games that you have or something that I know that you like, it's going to be taken away from you.
And well, I don't care.
The response is that, okay, well, if you don't care, then I don't care either. You know, I basically, you know, try to explain to him that everybody lives by rules. Even adults have to live by rules.
Well, you can't make me. You can't make me.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't hurt me.
You know, I explained to him that, you know, if you don't want to live by rules, then you have two alternatives. You're either going to be ostracized by society, because people that don't live by rules, they either end up dead or in jail. That's the consequences of not living by rules.
Okay, if that's
it every day.
Okay, when has he been at his best? When have you thoroughly enjoyed his company?
It's really, it's been to the point where it's been really slim and none.
Okay, but go
and
back
when,
a year
and
ago.
When he does something
yeah.
that is fantastic, he gets much praises. So it's not like he doesn't get love and attention. So
yeah.
it's like on an everyday basis, we spend time with him when he comes home. Because the first thing he's asked is, how was your day at school?
Yeah.
Do you have any homework?
Mm-hmm.
If you know, and the point is that I want you to do your homework, but if there are questions that you don't understand, then we will sit side by side and go over those things with you. And the time that he gets more time than the other two children ever got. Because in the beginning, I was a single parent
mm-hmm.
with my first two children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I worked all the time. So, you know, I would expect them to be more rebellious, but they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And this child is that he gets all of the attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm married to his father. So
yeah.
his father is in the home. You know, it's whatever, you know, is going on in his life. I mean, Yeah. When I walk in the door, no matter how tired I am, it's, you know, Josiah's time. You know, for him to explain what is going on. And he's the type of child that he does not want you to know that he's done something wrong. But he tells on himself because you can see it in his face.
Okay, so you know him well enough that you can read it. Let me give you just some tips that may help. One of the things is...
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Do you ever feel overlooked in your romantic relationships? Well, when it comes to love, sometimes it's good to be selfish. Find out why in the provocative book, The Selfish Path to Romance. Being selfish means valuing yourself, so your partner will value you. Discover the secrets to keeping yourself front and center in your relationship and building a romance that will last. Find The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Ellen Kenner and Edwin Locke on Amazon or at selfishromance.com. That's The Selfish Path to Romance on Amazon or selfishromance.com.
Let me give you just some tips that may help. One of the things is when a kid is acting very odd, and he was a good kid maybe 2 years ago, but something happened a year ago where he changed. Something happened, and I don't know what it is. I let my mind, as a parent, I want to draw a range of possibilities. On one end, he's just a defiant kid. Kids do make independent choices, and they make their own character, and you can have kids in the same family. Some make good choices, some make bad choices. So it could be as simple as just he's making choices that are very... that are not good. In on the other end of the scale, I have had, do you know what might be at the other end?
No, I don't.
Sometimes I have met with kids who have been sexually abused on the outside or bullied by kids or something that they haven't told their parents yet. And they said, I was acting out at home. I was hoping my parents would figure it out. And it's like a cry for help, not in a very effective manner. We both agree to that. But that there's something hidden behind the scenes. And since he has not been a defiant kid his whole life, I would go back a year ago and figure out what happened. Did someone lose their job at home? Did something happen in the marriage? Was there an affair? I'm not saying this is your case, but you want to look for what could have happened. Then you want to look for details with him. Draw your son out. He's expecting you to yell at him all the time. Instead of yelling at him, at some point say, honey, help me understand you better. How can we work better together? You engage his cooperation. I'm going to give you two different books that I recommend. One is How to Talk, and you can either get So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. They're at my website, drkenner.com. The other book, there's also one written for teens, How to Talk So Teens Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. But there's another book, Before It's Too Late, by Stanton Samenow, Samenow. And that's how do you catch a kid who seems to be going off the deep end at a young age and help them see a different image of themselves and work towards them and break a cycle between you that's going in the wrong direction. Listen, I wish we had more time. I want to thank you so much for your call, and I hope that helps.
Okay,
and if you want to hold on, I'll talk with you during the break.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad. Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Aggressiveness leaves a nasty hangover. Unless you suffer from very poor insight, you are aware that you bullied someone you care about, and you often feel sheepish and guilty afterwards. The person on the receiving end of your wrath is hurt and distrusts you, even if both of you fake a close relationship to the outside world. A tip-off to aggressive language is the pronoun you, or finger-pointing language. Imagine your partner telling you, "You make me angry. You don't listen. You talk to me like I'm stupid. You drive me crazy." The use of you language as a method of attack is guaranteed to set a relationship on fire, and we don't mean romantically. It invites the person receiving the barbs to stop listening and withdraw or counterattack.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.